Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From a master in the world of jazz, a jazz innovator, a skilled trombonist, and seashellist, that was the great Steve Tyree.
Seashellist?
Seashellist, yes. He plays it as an instrument.
Wow. Okay.
Rashawn Roland Kirk.
I thought you just held those up to your ear and they helped in, you know, hearing the sea.
Well, you can hear your future. Yeah. You can hear the sea. But other people make it a part of their entourage. And Steve, man, he does it well.
Why not?
With so many other things he does well. And Steve's going to kick things off around here on this brand new hour of Neon Jazz. That was the tune Freedom Park Essay off his newest Melody Drench 2018 CD, The Very Thought of You. So this cat is always admired and respected for his role in the world of jazz and well beyond. In the beginning, he was born to Mexican-American parents and grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, where he was absorbed with daily doses of mariachi, blues, and jazz. While he attended Sacramento State University, he joined the Escoveta Brothers Salsa Band, and that got the music gears moving. Then in 1972, he hooked up with none other than Ray Charles, and he was hired to go out on tour. That was a huge punch card for him. A year later, his mentor, Woody Shaw, brought him into Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. It all sounds like a fairy tale here. And after such magnanimous beginnings, he kept on going, and it got better, playing with the very best. Dizzy Gillespie, McCoy Tyner, Herbie Hancock, J.J. Johnson, Tito Puente, and so many others, even Van Morrison.
Boy, there's a resume.
Are you kidding me? It just goes on. I just did the cliff notes for it, but his entire history is beautiful. And the world likely knows him best as a member of the Saturday Night Live band. He's been in it since 1984. And we were very lucky recently to catch up with him about this new album, and we talked to him a lot about his life. He's a great cat, full of wisdom, like this.
In today's vernacular, in today's definition of jazz, what does that mean? You know, I don't even know. I think it's America's classical music, you know, because the orchestra is not America's classical music. That's European classical music. And I'm not talking about hip-hop or hip-hop jazz or Latin jazz, which I have big experience in Latin jazz. I'm talking about real jazz, which is coming like through the tradition. Louis Armstrong, say, Duke Ellington, Charlie Parker, Coltrane and Miles, you know, acoustic based on African rhythm.
So before we move on with this hour, have a listen to a compilation of artists I caught at the 2018 Prairie Village Jazz Fest on September 8th, 2018. It starts out with Victor and Penny, then goes to the Kessler-Embry Conspiracy, followed by Danny Embry's The Enormous Guitar Project, and finally with the impeccable singer Molly Hammer. All of this was before the headliner. I didn't catch. We were with the kids. It's Logan Richardson and the Blues People. Have a listen.
Electricity. Feel the spark between you and me. Oh, you're conducting atomically, and you're charging me with love, with love, with love, with love. Proximity.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of Charlie Parker, Max Groove, Will Matthews, and so many others, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, the home of jazz dreams, baby. So there was a master trombonist, composer, and arranger that gave Steve the spark to go with the jazz. And there is always that one person that gets these guys going. That man was J.J. Johnson. And as we go into the 1958 rendition of My Old Flame off his LP, J.J. in Person, it's the only way he did it. Joined by his quintet, have a listen to Steve explain.
And then in high school, somebody gave me a J.J. Johnson record. And boy, that was all over then. I didn't even know you could play a trombone like that with that clarity. You know, I'd heard guys play high and sweet and a lot of notes, but not with the sound and clarity of articulation. J.J. was just on another level. I wanted to play like that. Neo Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was the master composer, pianist, and leader of his own jazz orchestra, Duke Ellington, with the tune Later off the 2004 CD Ellington Uptown. And this is another tale from Steve. Along with performing with the best in the world of jazz, he grew up seeing the masters firsthand. His parents made that a priority. What a great one it was, and it really boded him well. Have a listen to Steve's account of catching Duke live.
They took me to see Duke Ellington in person, not the ghost band, the real band. I actually saw Duke Ellington play with Johnny Hodges, and Clark Terry was in the band, and Cat Anderson, Harry Carney. Britt Woodman was playing lead trombone. I think Rufus Jones was on the drums. Ella was the guest vocalist, and Coleman Hawkins was the guest soloist. I had just started playing the trombone in 57, and we went to the Oakland Auditorium in California. Wow. And then after that, they took me to see Count Basie and Woody Herman.
From the brilliant New York and Paris-based composer and saxophonist Patrick Zimmerle, this is the tune Introit, two solo piano off the 2006 CD 12 Sacred Dances. This very deep cat writes a sophisticated yet approachable hybrid of contemporary classical and jazz music, working with the likes of Joshua Redman and Brad Meldow. He works with the best, and he deserves to. And we caught up with Patrick recently. Again, it was a great interview, and he talked about jazz. This is what he thinks.
Jazz is a very vast and amorphous term, you know. It covers a lot of different music. It covers a lot of different people who are doing a lot of different things. And I do not pretend, I mean, I'm very focused on what I'm doing, so I don't pretend to know, like, what everyone else is doing, you know. Zimmerly telling you to check out Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was yet another master on the show, tenor sax cat Joe Henderson with the tune Isotope Live at the Monterey Jazz Fest, the big one back in 66. So right out of Lima, Ohio, Joe was one of five sisters and nine brothers. They were fighting for attention over there.
Oh, big family.
It's a lot of people.
I feel it.
Yes.
I'm from one.
Yeah. So his parents encouraged music, and by 18, he was out on the Detroit jazz scene. And in the mid-50s, he was hitting it. And this is someone that Patrick caught live, and he talked glowingly about it. Have a listen.
I've been thinking a lot about Joe Henderson, actually, because I was introducing a friend to jazz who didn't really know that much about him, about jazz, and I was actually hipping him to some obscure West Coast players in the 50s, like Bob Cooper and stuff. But in fact, but then I was like, wait, this guy really needs to know the basics, and I threw him some Train, and then we put on Inner Urge. Man, that's a great record. Really, people should go back and check that out. It's really visionary. Anyway, I remember that brought to mind seeing Joe at the Vanguard in the early 90s with his trio. And man, it was just like, it was so great. And I remember that just really setting a massive standard for me.
Seems like jazz is spreading into all genres lately, even with the crossover in the jazz world. And we're going to give you a legend, Mr. Paul Simon. This is the tune, Pigs, Sheep, and Wolves. What do you think about that?
Interesting. Now, this one I haven't heard yet, and I'm a big Paul Simon fan.
This is off the 2018 CD, In the Blue Light. It features, check this out, Wynton Marsalis on trumpet, Dan Block on clarinet, Walter Blanding on saxophone, Wycliffe Gordon on tuba, Chris Crenshaw on trombone, Herlin Riley on tambourine, and the entire arrangement by Wynton Marsalis.
Wow. Yes. Paul always did make good friends.
Yes, and he has friends all over the place, including Chevy Chase. So listen to this tune, dig in.
Maybe catch a couple of rodents, you know, carnivore. Sheep in the meadow, nibbling on some clover. One of those sheep wanders over, sits by a rock, separated from the flock. He's just sitting by a rock. Where'd he go? I don't know. Yeah, he was here a minute ago. Yeah, but I don't know.
Sheep is dead. Got a gash as big as a wolf's head.
Big and fat. How pigs supposed to look like that? He's wallowing in lanolin. He's rubbing it into his pig skin. The police are going crazy. Let's get him. Let's get that wolf. Let's get him. Let's get that wolf. Let's get him. Let's kill him. Let's get him. Let's kill him. Court-appointed lawyer wasn't very bright. Oh, maybe he was bright. Maybe it was just a late night. Yeah, it was a late night and he filed some feeble appeal. And the governor says, forget it. It's a done deal. He says, objections, elections. I don't care. I'm gonna give that wolf a lethal injection. Let's get him. Let's get that wolf. Let's get him. Let's kill him. Let's get him. Kill him. Here come the media, iPhones and cameras, asking everyone's opinion about pigs, sheep, and wolves. Big and fat, yeah, pigs supposed to laugh like that. That is hilarious, having a great time. I'm the pig who committed the perfect crime. All around the world, Japan and Scandinavia, candlelight vigils, protesting the behavior. It's animal behavior. It's animal behavior. It's pig, sheep, and wolves. Pig, sheep, and wolves. Pig, sheep, and wolves. It's animal behavior.
Sheep and wolves.
This is Kevin Rabus, the current Kansas Poet Laureate. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the great drummer Dennis Chambers with the 2002 song Plan B off the CD called Outbreak. So he started drumming at 4 and was gigging in the Baltimore area nightclubs by the age of 6. He was sipping on a ginger ale.
Wow. Early start to things.
That's right. He was recruited in 1981.
Just don't let that glass get half empty, okay?
That's right. He's the one with the red straw on the top of it.
The squirrely straw, you know.
That's right. It's the kid with the straw. He was recruited in 81 by the Sugar Hill label to be their house drummer, and that led to quite a career in being inducted into the Modern Drummer Hall of Fame in 2001. And recently, I made my way out to Lawrence, Kansas. This is all going to come full circle here. I caught a very good friend of mine, and he's a guy that's a really good friend of the Kansas City jazz scene. He's the current poet laureate of Kansas, Kevin Rabus, and he plays percussion in the band The Petroglyphs. And that very night, he was playing in the band, and he recited some poetry from his new book called Like Buddha, Calm Bird, and it has the bird statue from 18 and Vine on the cover. So I caught up with him afterwards, and I had him recite this poem. And this one's about Dennis Chambers, and it's beautiful. Have a listen.
Dennis Chambers recorded. What I wanted was a minute or two of his groove, up close, caught on tape, along with filtered through my two ears. So I snuck a pocket recorder into the Dennis Chambers clinic, sat up front at the foot of his bass drum, tangled in silver cymbal stands, like a man in a thicket. Somehow I pressed the play button, and out came my baby sister's voice, and Chambers heard, miffed, and hit harder, and knocked a cymbal down beside me, felled it with one stroke, and that sent me packing. Recorder shut off, head down, ears aslant.
Let's keep this jazz motion going in a Kansas City direction here. This is the legendary violinist and guitarist, Claude Fiddler Williams. Great to have him back on the show. This is his take on Lester Leaps In off the 1997 CD, The King of Kansas City, and I would say so as this hour moves on.
Kessler, Kansas City trumpet player, welcoming you to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. 'Cause you are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. And in other words, I love you.
And again, John Christopher, that's right, you just heard a crossover kind of thing here on Neon Jazz. That was 85-year-old legend Willie Nelson paying homage to his friend, the legendary Frank Sinatra, with Fly Me to the Moon off his latest 2018 CD, simply called Sinatra Tribute.
I heard Willie was going to do a Sinatra tribute, and I thought, really? That man can do just about anything.
He will do anything. Surprised, he's kind of like Keith Richards. I'm surprised he's still standing.
Yep, that's one of these people that you look at his face there on television or wherever you see him on Austin City Limits, and he's like he's looking at you going, still here.
Still here.
Yeah.
And we'll take another 85, Willie. That was good.
You bet.
And our final walk into the jazz sunset here is going to be a cat from the 1920s known as Billy Murray. Joined by an orchestra with the tune I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover off a CD called The Roaring Twenties. And this is it. Before we go, here's a jazz story that happens to be a four-leaf clover from a great KC veteran of the jazz trumpet, Stan Kessler. He recently had a brush with greatness, and it's a wondrous story. So we're going to do our closing script, then we're going to slip right into this story as we close this out. You'll see the link to Billy Murray. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with very soft hands, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Thank you, I guess.
This will all make sense here in a second.
All right.
So reach out to us. We're always here. We're going to let you know what we think. We always do, and you do the same. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time.
Beat that thing.
Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
All right. Ready when you are.
Whenever you're ready, it's good to go.
Sunday morning, I'm playing my jazz brunch gig at Chaz with Kathleen Holman. There are four people in the room. Two of them are brothers having breakfast. and watching the NFL pregame show on a silent TV. One of them is Bill Murray. He and his brother applaud after each tune. Bill is extremely kind to a young woman and her little niece who is having a birthday. The woman is in awe. The girl has no idea who he is. I look for an opening that is discreet, but it does not present itself. I'm cool and leave him alone while he eats. He finishes and pays the bill as we go on break. Then, Bill comes up to me with a $20 tip. We shake hands, and he looks at me sincerely with those puppy dog eyes and says, "Thanks." I reply just as sincerely with, "Thanks, Bill." Soft hands. Nice.
I love that story, man. Man, thank you.
One leaf is sunshine, the second is rain. The third one, the roses that grow in the lane. You know there's no need explaining that one remaining is someone that I adore. I'm looking over a pretty little four leaf clover that I overlooked before.
But on the other hand, I am
Neon Jazz.